67 cents. That's what it costs someone working under the username PorridgeRaisin on 8chan to score 44% on RKGI1. For listeners who haven't been tracking this benchmark, RKGI1 is the abstraction and reasoning corpus designed by Francois Collet at Google to measure something closer to fluid intelligence than pattern memorization. The benchmark was explicitly constructed to resist the kind of statistical interpolation that large language models are good at, requiring instead genuine novel reasoning from sparse examples.
And for a long time, that design seemed to work. Early frontier LLMs scored in the single digits. The benchmark became a kind of shorthand in the AI community for the thing current AI can't do. So when scores started climbing, OpenAI's O3 system scored above 85% under high compute settings in late 2024, it caused genuine revaluation of what the benchmark was actually measuring. Was O3 demonstrating fluid intelligence, or had it found a way to memorize or approximate the task distribution?
The blog post about the 44% score is interesting for a different reason. The author isn't using a frontier model with massive compute. They're using a relatively efficient approach that achieves 44% accuracy at inference costs that round down to zero at scale. The HN discussion is wrestling with what this means. One reading is, the benchmark is easier than we thought, and the hard floor of AI can't do this has been thoroughly demolished. Another reading is, 44% with minimal compute suggests there are systematic patterns in the benchmark that can be exploited without genuine reasoning, which would be a problem for the benchmark's validity as a measure of intelligence.
There's a third reading that I find more interesting from a systems perspective, which is, the cost curve for AI capability is declining faster than the capability curve is advancing. If you can get 44% on a supposedly hard reasoning benchmark for 67 cents today, what does it cost to get 90% in 3 years? The economic implications of that curve are more significant than any individual benchmark score. When AI capability becomes cheap enough to be essentially free, the question stops being, can AI do this, and becomes, who controls the infrastructure it runs on, which loops us back to the GPU world and Apple supply chain stories.
The Bird Identification Project is a genuinely lovely example of that curve in practice. The creator, posting at JSON Tucker. Blog, repurposed existing home security cameras to run Bird NetGo, an open-source bird sound and visual identification system, and built an automatic logging system that identifies and catalogs every bird that visits their yard. The project required no custom hardware, no new cameras, minimal compute, and is now running continuously as a kind of ambient wildlife monitoring station.
What's striking to me about that project is how it inverts the usual framing around AI and surveillance infrastructure. Security cameras are almost universally discussed in terms of their potential for misuse, facial recognition, mass surveillance, behavioral monitoring. This person took the same physical infrastructure and pointed it at birds. The HN thread has 127 comments, and a lot of them are people sharing their own variations and extensions. Someone's doing it with mammal detection, someone else integrated it with eBird's public dataset to cross-reference migration patterns.
BirdNetGo specifically is worth noting. It's the Go language port of the BirdNet neural network developed by the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, and it's lightweight enough to run on a Raspberry Pi. The original BirdNet was designed to identify birds by sound from recordings, and the Go port adds enough efficiency that it can run in near real time on consumer hardware. The fact that an ornithology research project from Cornell ended up as the backbone of a home automation hack is a small but satisfying example of how scientific computing infrastructure percolates into unexpected applications.
Terence Tao's video on 6 essential mathematical concepts fits into this segment thematically, because what Tao is doing is essentially the inverse of benchmark chasing. He's trying to articulate the foundational intuitions that underlie mathematical reasoning, not the performance on any specific problem. The video has 451 upvotes and 63 comments, and the HN discussion is notable for being genuinely substantive about the concepts themselves rather than just appreciating Tao's communication skills.
Tao is one of those rare mathematicians who can explain why mathematics is structured the way it is, not just how to execute within that structure. The HN comments mention that the video covers ideas like abstraction, proof by contradiction, and the relationship between discrete and continuous mathematics, concepts that sit under almost every technical field represented in the HN community. It's the kind of educational resource that ages well, because the shelf life of foundational mathematical intuition is effectively infinite.